So what do we want to do?
Maybe identify an option that we want to figure out what questions derive from in the logistics of things. And we have all the options somewhere.
It's on that chart.
Oh, it's in the minutes, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm happy to get up there on the whiteboard if you guys want.
Well, you had actually mentioned, because these came up, the way they came up in the meeting, in the minutes here, it says combined EMS fire district contract.
Other.
Other, yeah, the others are under other. But I mean, these are some of the categories of how we would combine or merge, combine, merge, move. So maybe we should start with the simplest ones first and make it easier on us, get the process going.
Sure.
And figure out how that works.
That's a good idea.
Probably the simplest one is move the EMS levy. The simplest one is do nothing, but setting that aside, EMS levy moves as is to fire.
Nathan,
no other change.
Do we want to whiteboard this, or is it better to just do notes? Maybe we should whiteboard it.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
I don't mind at all.
Thank you.
Check my room. All right.
So on the flow chart of things, it's basically just saying.
Which one did you say was the easiest to erase?
The blue one? Yeah, blue one.
I thought those were mints. I already ate two of them. It hurt. So is it move EMS levy?
Yeah, and I'm looking at this, and I don't actually see that on the flowchart. No, I look at the flowchart.
It's fourth one down, I think.
Move existing EMS under, yeah. So it's basically do something is yes and everything else is no until you get to combine EMS and fire, and then says move the existing levy, yes, and you're done. So the two steps, if there are steps involved here, are we decide to combine EMS and fire and move the existing levy into the fire district from the hospital district. So the question is, how do you move an existing levy from a district, from one taxing, junior taxing district to another? Okay. Logistically.
How do you move a levy between two different
How do you move agencies? An existing levy from a, from district to district in this case?
Then the sub-question
which we know can be done because it's been done before.
Mm-hmm. But the sub-question there then is moving a levy from one district to the other that they don't share the same boundary, right?
Right, but it's the levy is defined to boundaries as opposed to the commission that takes it over.
Right.
The hospital district.
Yes, the hospital district
boundaries don't have to be the same as the EMS levy boundaries
right.
For the hospital district to collect the EMS.
They just collect.
And same is true of fire.
Right.
Fire district boundaries don't have to be the same as the EMS levy boundaries. They can just collect the levy.
Should we put that on there, like in parentheses?
We do have to describe the current state of affairs, which includes. Fire district with one boundary, hospital district with another boundary,
right.
EMS levy with another boundary. And they're all the same.
Yeah, so boundary issues.
Yeah. Boundary issues, we have boundary issues.
I just realized that.
Yeah, that's what you just said, Nathan, I love it.
I like your
Get your hands face. Off me.
Says the fire district, yeah.
Your international affairs approach to this.
That's true. Okay, so what else comes out of that? Are there other questions about moving and maintaining? I mean, obviously they would still continue to run a six-year levy if we don't change it, or whatever it is. So the EMS levy is going to come up for renewal every however often it is.
6 years.
Yeah, and that's how it is.
I think the other question that we have here is who then owns the EMS license? Because right now it's the hospital district, right?
Mm, yep. I have no idea.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
Other things that have to move besides the levy would be the licensure and whatever other else, you know, assets.
So the other.
How do you transfer the EMS license, if you can, to the fire district from the hospital that owns it? And then there's assets that would need to move to.
Assets and liabilities, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And then liabilities, tail policies, et cetera.
Insurance issues.
Insurance.
For nose and or tail, as required.
So are we assuming that...
I think EMS actually has an occurrence insurance policy. They were talking about that in the last meeting, but that's an important consideration.
It's still... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, in the case of an occurrence insurance, then you don't need tail insurance because covers the event no matter when something comes up.
Yeah, that's true. It would be covered in the future.
What was the list though that you said was liability?
Oh, assets.
Assets, liabilities, and yeah, insurance questions. Insurance liability.
Insurance.
Yeah.
And it seems like if EMS is going to be contracted with fire, they would want everybody into the same house. You throw the building in? The building's an asset, right?
The building's an asset, but owned by
the
hospital district, right?
Right.
So, could be
staff. We put on staff, moving staff, because that is separate from the issue of liabilities and assets, right? How you move staff, that's what you're talking about.
Well, no, I mean, actually, those are kind of interesting questions, too. We would assume that operations would move, so, you know, a reporting structure would be created in fire to manage the agent, but the more interesting question is the building that has its separate bond or whatever on it and stuff. It's the hospital district has it.
Yeah.
That's a whole separate question, actually.
Yeah.
That is an asset of the hospital district, not EMS.
Yeah, we own that.
Right. So
you guys took
EMS. One presumes that EMS could move out of the building without caring about it. Does the EMS pay a rental or anything for that building?
Well, they do pay. They're paying down the bond. I mean, they own the building.
EMS pays down the bond, or the hospital district pays?
Well, we pay down the bond out of the EMS levy.
Okay, right. That's what I mean. So,
owns the building.
So the effect is that EMS is paying rent by the virtue of the fact that you take a piece of the levy to pay down the bond. I mean, if you looked at that as rent.
So
which I think you could reasonably do.
Yeah. So EMS paying rent to the hospital district is sort of a weird thing.
Right. Term. But if they move out, of course, they wouldn't do that in the hospital district.
But the building, the IMC did sell, and we're past the feasibility, and so that money will go to pay on the bond.
Yeah, I realize that. Oh, is that deal done finally?
Well, now it's past feasibility, so you can back out $15,000. It doesn't close until.
That's what I mean, is it's not close.
It's not close. Done-ish. It's more done.
It's more done than the other three deals that fell apart, you mean? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah,
okay. No. Got it. But yeah, I think we kind of ignore the building as it's a PhD asset.
Yeah.
And we don't really need to move it anywhere. It's going to sit right where it is, and you're going to rent it to somebody else or whatever.
We sell it.
When and if the fire district decides they don't want to be in there anymore, they would move out and move you. It's a great location for medical offices building. You can just, you know, do a little remodel, and you know, it'll be great.
Yeah,
physical therapy should move in. They need that bay for all. Anyway, yeah.
It's not an intractable problem.
Yeah, it's and it's a PhD problem, not an EMS problem.
Thanks.
So for our purposes, we can just say public hospital gets to decide what they want to do with their building.
Yes.
Do you want to put that
down
as an
option? I would write down the building just as it's an issue that we should not totally ignore, because again, it would maybe sway us one way or the other if that were the tipping point on one decision or versus another.
Okay. Okay. So
we're not totally really going to ignore the PhD's issue there, is I guess what I would like to say. Okay, no one else? I think we've decided, or our guess is that there's no voting people involved here. There's no, so we're assuming this requires nothing from the election voters to do something.
Well, I think they can shed boundaries they don't want. They can de-annex territory, can't they? And match it to fire department's boundaries and then move on.
Well, yeah, you could change boundaries of the EMS district in a vote if you wanted to, but this presumes we're not changing the boundaries of the EMS, and we're not changing the boundaries of the fire department, and we're not changing the boundaries of the hospital district.
But as far as actually
just moving the limit,
can they have a totally separate boundaries if it's under the fire department?
Yeah.
Not if it's under the, not if it's a part of the fire district
levy.
Right.
Because the levy has to be the same for the entire district.
Yes.
But the EMS levy doesn't apply to the fire district.
It
applies to EMS only. And their boundaries are different for that levy. So that levy can go anywhere it wants with the boundaries it has.
Oh, okay.
We can move it into the cemetery district, but I really don't think they want it. I mean, it really doesn't matter.
So if you have two separate levies, basically you're somewhat contracting in the fire department, do you need to ask a question about administration? I mean, the fire department, fire commissioners are now going to oversee.
That's really fine. They would just be...
Yes, the fire commissioners
overseeing
through that levy.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just would be passing two different levy ordinances, mm-hmm. one for EMS, one for fire.
Right.
Yeah, essentially you'd have two separate budgets running concurrent with each other.
Which, but they would be the administrative.
Yes.
Which is currently the way it works, except it's the hospital district that are administering, so to speak, that levy.
Right.
So, yeah. I can't think of anything else that has to change. Let's work on another question.
Bring it back to it if you want.
Yeah. What's the next easiest one?
The other one was that one tied to that, which was to keep EMS levy under the hospital district and pay a subsidy, right?
And contract.
So pay
contract for EMS service?
Yes.
Well, we had move and then we had merge, and there were those two really closely related ideas.
Yes, there were two closely related ideas. Okay, so. Move only, different boundaries, who owns EMS life? Merge.
No, I think what, Nathan, what you're talking about is if the hospital district maintains the levy and they just contract with fire to do
fire would do all the operations pieces, mm-hmm. but the actual handling of the budget.
Budget and money, yeah. So basically, it would be like the town contracting for fire service right now, except it would be the hospital district contracting with the fire district to provide EMS service.
Right.
Okay, so this is on page 4, the second one from the top, where it says contract fire district number 3. I think that means keep the levy as it is, but contract with Fire 3 for service.
Right.
And we can't see any reason why they'd want to do that, but if we could get them to, I suppose that would work. You know, move the money back. The money comes in, as it does now, through the hospital district and just gets shunted over to Fire 3 to provide the service in the contract, I guess. Is that what I understand that to mean?
That's,
is that your understanding, Mark?
Yes.
There were those three ideas. One was this, and then one was keep the two current levies. The third one was merge them into one. So
one that we eventually need to answer a question of is if we let EMS levy expire and instead merge EMS into Fire 3 and have the fire department levy increase commensurately. So whatever the corresponding increase would be to cover EMS.
You mean expanding the fire department levy, not having EMS levy?
I don't see how you can merge them otherwise. I mean, you can't. You have to change the boundaries to match, and then you have both. I guess you could keep a separate EMS levy, so that would probably be easiest. So let's take the easiest answer of separate EMS levy and fire levy, but merge boundaries. Just have a vote to identically map the boundaries of the two districts, which takes a vote of everybody, because if you're in it, you want to get out, or if you're out it, you want to get in, or whatever, you have to vote. So people in the town have to vote to get in, people in the county have to vote to let them in, people who are going to get dropped from the EMS district are going to have to vote to be dropped, and you know, all that. So
fire can run their own EMS levy, or they can just
increase
their own levy. Well,
but if they did, this would be it. So, I mean, yes. So this is the model that says fire levy and EMS levies are separate.
Fire. Yeah. Okay.
Because you're right. Fire can run their own EMS levy. And this would do that.
But in this scenario, isn't this the one where we discuss where basically the hospital district would contract with fire to provide EMS? They would still be the collector of the levy.
I mean, we're talking two different things.
No, that's a different model.
Yeah.
And yes, we could do that one too. We can game out that one also, but since we got this on the board.
Yeah.
So Nathan, I think there's two things here. One is you can merge EMS into fire, and you can still maintain two separate levies. That's what George.
That is a simpler thing than increasing the fire district levy to cover the EMS levy, and like only to the extent that it only takes a vote to change the boundaries of the EMS district to match those of the fire district.
So this is
single
a
vote.
Subcategory we didn't discuss last time. Yeah.
That's right. It's a step that isn't on the chart, but is a step towards, could be a step towards the ultimate of, you know, dropping the EMS levy when it expires and increasing the fire district levy to cover, and da 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 da,
right?
But the first step might be align the EMS district boundaries and the fire district boundaries in a vote just to change the boundaries of them, so that you could then hand EMS over to fire and eventually include EMS in the fire district levy if you want. Or the fire district could choose to keep running two separate levies if they felt like there's any reason to do that, which I can't imagine they would.
No.
Change the boundaries to align them, but they could keep running two separate levies. They could have the fire district levy and the EMS levy in the same, you know, within the same boundaries, and keep doing that forever, except they would have to keep, you know, renewing the 6-year EMS levy.
So it's like the other one we just did, except for boundaries are the same.
Exactly. Yes. Align the boundaries. And the reason for doing this, and the reason it's attractive, is A, we now include the, you know, town. You'd have to do the fire district boundaries too. So you'd have two votes, because you change the fire district boundaries and the EMS boundaries. Sorry. Yeah, I forgot to mention the fire district boundaries.
Yeah.
There's that too. So it's two, counting two. Votes of the people to align the boundaries of both agencies. But the reason for doing this is a stepping stone to then deciding that the fire district can drop the EMS levy when it expires and bump the fire district levy to cover if people are willing to do that. Because you then have a choice.
So what you're suggesting here is instead of doing, because you could just go to combine the, you know, have a common boundary and increase the fire department levy.
Eventually.
I'm saying you could do that in one step as well.
You can't change the boundaries and increase the levy in the same step. You can in the same ballot, mm-hmm. but they're separate measures. What if one fails and runs passes? Like, okay, the boundaries didn't pass, but the levy increase did. That'll be interesting.
it would probably be
vice versa, which could be even worse, right? But I mean, it gets really time to get creative, folks.
Well, it'd be interesting from a legal standpoint. It's interesting because you probably could probably put ballot language in that would have basically a poison pill if one didn't pass.
It gets really interesting how you write the ballot.
Yeah, exactly.
And it gets more complicated for people to understand what you're voting on now, because you've got two or three different things in the
more,
ballot measure,
the more complex
kind of tied up. Randy would be the guy to ask, how would you write this ballot to do this? And it'd be really interesting to see. Which is why I think that if you said the goal is we're going to merge completely, eventually, EMS into fire with one levy. That's where you want to go. There are steps that you would go through to get there. This would be a step you could take that's a little simpler to do than increasing the levy at the same time you're doing the boundary changes for all of the districts and levies involved. And then there's the timing of when EMS levy expires.
It could be a nice stepping stone, as you're suggesting, George. It's potentially a stepping stone. Maybe pay to start to demonstrate.
Another one that might be easier is you don't change EMS's boundaries yet. You do the fire district boundaries first. That is, you include the town. You annex the town first in one step.
So what are
then you change the EMS levies to align with the fire district by reducing the size of the EMS district to fit with the fire districts. Then you can merge by dropping the EMS levies and increasing fire.
So what are our questions? Because that's all something that can be done. Just a matter of writing the language for it. So what questions would we have?
Right, that's the next thing is, okay, what are the questions that are involved in how do you change the boundaries of the fire district and then the EMS levy, and what is the process you have to go through to change those boundaries? And then increasing the fire district levy at a time to coincide with the expiration of the EMS levy, possibly. I mean, can you do that in a way that makes sense? Because that's another thing, is if you ultimately decide that you don't want the 6-year EMS levy, which I suspect would be what Fire 3 would want to do, they would need to time an increase in the fire district levy to coincide with the expiration of the EMS levy. Right? You want to start collecting the EMS bump to fire levy at the time, at the day that the EMS levy expires.
So we're using the word EMS, but you're talking right now, can you time out the PhD EMS levy in time to make the change?
It isn't actually a PhD levy. It's an EMS levy. PhD oversees it, but it doesn't belong anymore to public hospital division than it does to anybody else. It's an EMS levy. It's a package deal. It's an EMS thing. Yeah, currently owned by public hospital district.
Managed right now by the PhD. It's called the EMS levy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just so happens that the governance right now is called the hospital district.
Yeah. Right.
The governance could be the fire department.
So,
see, the PhD levy doesn't time out.
What's that?
The EMS levy does.
Right.
EMS levy is a wholly separate animal from the PhD levy. Let's not confuse the PhD thinking.
What did you just say?
Aside from PhD entirely.
Because
the EMS levy will time out. I mean, it's going to expire if you don't renew it, which of course they have to do by vote of the people every 6 years.
So at the day, this would be specifically in reference to the fire department funding EMS services out of its general fund.
Out of the fire department levy. If they increase the fire department levy to cover it, they don't need the EMS levy anymore. That's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Right? Which I think they would want to do for the two obvious reasons that the fire department levy is permanent, so you don't have to do a vote every 6 years, which has its own implications. And they have a higher limit, if you will. So it has some reasons that if I were a fire commissioner, I'd go that way, right?
So can you time out the EMS levy at the day fire department levy goes up?
And I think you want to write a ballot measure to increase the fire department's levy to cover in that manner, that it takes effect on the date that the fire district levy, or the EMS levy expires.
And it may be an attractive way to sell if it doesn't have to happen.
No, it doesn't have to, but I think you want it to go that route for sake of getting people to vote for it.
Yeah.
And the people in the town of Friday Harbor at some point are going to be concerned about the boundary change and the EMS levy and the fire levy and everything else coming their way. So there's going to also be that issue for the town residents, because town taxpayers are going to be facing a new levy.
Something that they've never seen before.
The fire district levy is a new levy to the town if it annex. So, align the borders as we're talking about. They're going to see that as a new levy.
So we should probably add to this, and the same day they annex the town.
It doesn't know.
It's actually included in the boundary. The boundary topic.
I think it would be better to change the boundaries first and then do the levy change. Because you could do them all at once, but boy, does that get interesting. Partly because you can't have any piece of this not work, or you get into real trouble.
What you're doing here, though, is you got, let's see, so you're saying first you change the fire department boundary.
Yes, to annex the town.
To annex
mostly.
Town.
I mean, that's primarily what you'd want to do.
Annex, I just spelled that wrong.
Yeah, that's fine. We know what you mean.
Annex town. And then you're going to let the EMS levy time out.
I think you also have to do the EMS boundaries because the EMS boundaries are not just fire district plus town.
You got the outer round.
Right. Yeah. So you need to change that boundary first before you can merge levies.
Which adds a few more questions.
Well, Outer Islands. I think with the EMS service.
Well, there is the question of how do you provide fire EMS services to the Outer Islands if they're not in the district, and maybe the answer is you don't. Right? Or maybe the answer is they're going to have to contract for service or do something else. I don't know. But that's going to be a hard sell. But there's so few residents on the Outer Islands that I'm not sure they could possibly.
As of right now, not all the Outer Islands are in a EMS district, this EMS department will go to non-district islands and to provide service.
Currently, but unless the fire department wants to say we'll do the same thing they've always done with EMS and go to John's Island when there's somebody who breaks their leg on the beach there, which this EMS has done.
Well, and they're also going.
Part of their district.
Yeah.
So is this
John's? Is John's part? It's not part of the fire district.
No, it's part of the EMS district.
No, that's what I mean. So in order to sell the boundary change of shrinking, you have to tell those guys.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is,
fire three commits to continuing service.
Answering Dan's question is that not, or maybe it was Chuck's, not all Outer Islands are currently a part of an EMS district. Decatur, I believe, is not part of or Blakely. But I know EMS from here has gone to Decatur to pick up somebody to take them over to Bellingham.
Yeah.
They don't have to. They didn't have to.
It's more like a mutual aid call to that extent.
In effect, except there's no district to have mutual aid with over there. So
exactly.
I don't know how that's mutual aid when there's no mutual.
Some mutual aid.
It's generally considered mutual aid to the sheriff's office. I mean, that's the...
Well, I guess that's true. The sheriff might be the one who has some responsibility to try to take care of that, so you could offer the service to the fire, to the sheriff's department, I guess. But again, I think that's part of how you sell it. Mm-hmm. You know, to change the EMS districting to align with the fire district and give up some islands means you have to sell it a little bit, which might require that we explain that.
This is what you're talking about,
yes.
Here, right?
Yeah, and that was the first question, to align the borders of, boundaries of the district and levy to overlap 100%, you need to do two boundary changes, which are two votes.
That gets to a merged EMS fire department with one levy instead of having...
Yes.
Well, once you get to the boundary things, you have two levies, but at least you have borders.
What I'm saying is at the bottom.
Ultimately, you
can talk about the bottom where he's at.
Yeah.
The final.
Well, and you could do that without moving the EMS levy to the fire district. You could do that with the public hospital district, owning the levy as it currently sits.
You could.
So the EMS levy could change boundaries while owned by the hospital district.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who owns it to change the boundaries. Still takes a vote.
We talked about that last time too, where the hospital district keeps the EMS levy, but you move EMS operations under the fire district and then you pay them the subsidy, right?
Yes, that's a possibility.
That's a separate possibility.
It is a separate possibility.
Yeah, that's not really this.
That's not this.
Different from this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still, in this one, we're actually taking on the most complicated model and going at it stepwise, trying to figure out the steps to get us there, what the questions are. And I don't know actually why it might be better for the hospital district to own the EMS levy while we're changing boundaries.
But it'd be an interesting question to find out.
If they don't change, fire isn't going to want to have on the EMS.
Well, no, I know. I mean, but if you're going to say, let's change the EMS district down, not include the outer islands, the fire district doesn't include, why would you want to do that under the hospital district? I can't imagine the value of that. But anyway, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it'd be interesting to find out if fire is interested in annexing the town and vice versa. Because if you're talking, are each of these steps sufficient in their own that if you get stuck here,
I agree.
Still have a good outcome, right?
Right.
So it'd be interesting to find out if that's a desirable outcome.
I'm pretty sure that's a desirable outcome.
From the town's perspective, I think that's a...
From the fire district's perspective, I'm pretty sure that's a desirable outcome, too. Because now they have a contract for service, which is fine, it's all great, but it's a contract. And it's a negotiated thing. And I expect it even has a term to it. Yes?
It does not have a term, and for all intent and purposes, it's a wash because their contract is what they would pay.
So that's a self-renewing contract or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe the fire district is agnostic about whether or not they annex the town.
In a perfect world, we wouldn't be doing that. But
right, I understand that.
It isn't a big enough issue to stir the pot at this point to create the challenges for the town.
Yeah. And, you know, when Duncan was here, I mean, he talked about it just as something that they would consider, but he's been pretty, he'd really like to consider it, so.
He did seem favorable, which actually is a change of heart from town manager prior.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Right.
What matters
is it subtle enough?
Well, that would be.
So many levels.
Yeah. It doesn't guarantee an outcome.
Nothing guarantees an outcome here, but we do have to think of what happens if it dies at the second step here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.